Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Al-Hassan bin al-Haytham. In an era when science thrived and the Islamic nation became full of scientists in all fields, a child who would become an eminent scientist was born in Basra, Iraq. His ideas would influence the whole world. His name is Al-Hassan bin al-Haytham al-Basri, who came into the world in 345 AH, in the year of the Hijra, used in the Muslim calendar for reckoning years from Muhammad's departure from Mecca in AD 622. And like most of the scientists, his childhood wasn't an ordinary one. I finally caught you! This is the first time that you managed to catch me, Bara. While I've caught you tens of times. Tens of times? You are exaggerating, Sala. No, you are the one who won't admit his defeat. Who's the loser now? Tell me. We'll dispute to Al-Hassan. Hassan, what do you think? It's really odd. Isn't it so? Yes, there's something strange happening. The staff, it looks straight now. Then it looks as if it's broken when I dip half of it in water. There must be an explanation for this. What is he talking about? I have no idea. It's a new phenomenon that's occupying my mind. I'll keep thinking about it until I find an explanation. I'll add it to my other notes. Oh my god, what's this? These are geometric shapes. Geometric? Yes, for example, this is a triangle. Do you know that all of its edges are equal in length? While this triangle... Enough, my friend. They all look the same to me. Why are you wasting your time on these things instead of playing with us? I feel more pleasure when I learn, or when I try to find answers to the questions that are occupying my mind. You are the oddest among my friends. The sun is about to set, and I have to go home. Goodbye! Well, I'm going with Al-Hassan, as my house is close to his. All right, I'm going home. Are you coming with us tomorrow? Basri, Ibn Halaytham, what's wrong with you? Do you think that the moon is luminous? What do I think? Of course it's luminous. Don't you see that it's radiating light? Why don't we see it clearly at day then? Well, because sunlight is stronger than moonlight. I don't think so. If you light a small candle and a big candle in one room, you'll see the light of both candles. I can't think about these matters, my friend. I'm leaving you to your thoughts. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow? Well, I don't think so. Well, why? I'm going to the math teacher in the morning. And after that, I'm visiting our neighbor, the doctor, to ask him about things in the human body that I want to understand. And I've heard that an astronomer has come to stay in a house that's close to us. And he's on his way to perform pilgrimage, Hajj. The house owner is my father's friend. I'll ask him to allow me to meet him for a while, to get an answer for my question about the moon. Then I'll... Where are you going, Bara? I'm starting to get a headache from all of what you're saying, and I want to sleep to be active when I get up, because I want to beat everyone in the foot race. Goodbye! Each of us wants to excel in his own way, my friend. Goodbye. Al-Hassan bin al-Haytham kept acquiring knowledge as a child, a boy, and a young man. The older he gets, the more he desires to acquire more and more knowledge and science. But it wasn't possible for him to spend all of his time only in acquiring knowledge, as he had to work. How wonderful for all of us to walk in the same road that we used to walk in when we were children. But instead of going to play, we're going to work. Do you think that working is better than playing, Sala? I wish we remained children who wouldn't have to carry responsibilities, and we could play as much as we want. What are you saying, Bara? You are so lazy. We're all working in the city council. It's a high-class, important job. Doesn't that make you feel proud? Tell him, Ibn Alethim. Do you remember when we were children? You were wondering about my unwillingness to play with you and my interest in acquiring knowledge. You haven't changed, my friend. You are still the same until this day. That's what I want to say. Having a job isn't the end of the road. It is a method to help us to earn a living and gain money. We're working for a certain period per day, while the rest of the day is all ours. Don't let your job be a source of disturbance to you, but make it a motive for a better life, and hold on to that little kid inside of you. He gives life a great flavor. Like you've held on to the knowledge-loving child inside of you. Exactly. Your words are convincing. They make me feel at ease. It seems that acquiring knowledge makes one think in a better way. Well, that's for sure. Don't you see how happy I am in my life? Have you decided to seek knowledge as well? No, I've decided to become friends with someone who's seeking it. At least this way, I can get some useful free tips. Come on. Let's finish fast, as I have experiments that I need to do when I return home. What is this new experiment that you are doing, my friend? You'll know when we finish our work. We shouldn't spend work time on anything else but work. Didn't I tell you? He always gives wonderful advice. What are all these candles, Ibn Halaytham? I have a theory about light, Sala, and I want to verify it. Is there anything that can be discovered about the light other than its light? Of course there is, Bara. I'll tell you. This candle is a source of light, and these are screens to block the light. As you can see, each of these screens has a hole in it. I'll block the source like this, well, then like this, and then like this. And now the three holes are on the same line. Do you see the candlelight? Well, yeah, I see it clearly. Well, let me move this screen then. Like this. The light has disappeared! I knew it! I was right about my expectation. What did you expect? That light moves in straight lines. It's not scattered everywhere. It rather moves in straight lines from its source until it reaches a body from which it reflects. You don't see me now because your eyes are producing a light that makes you see me, like most people believe. You see me because I reflect the light that falls on me. Here, this is the eye, and this is our field of vision, and this is the object that you are seeing, and this is the source of light. If the medium that transmits the light changes, then the straight line is affected. For example, when a light passes from air to water, you will see things as if they were broken because the transmission of light through water is different from its transmission through air, as they have different densities. Do you understand? Is this related to the subject of the moon that you told me about when we were kids? Well, of course, Bara. Moon doesn't emit light. The moon reflects the sunlight, Bara. Like this. Indeed, you are amazing, Ibn Halaytham. Al-Hasan Ibn Alaytham didn't settle for the knowledge that he had acquired. So he decided to strive and seek more knowledge. So he traveled to seek knowledge. He moved about throughout the whole Islamic region. And because he lived in a thriving age, when many great scientists existed in the fields of philosophy, medicine, chemistry, and mathematics, he actively went for those sciences with determination, and he read all the books that he could get his hands on. Then he summarized them and wrote notes and articles about the subjects of these sciences until he came to prominence. And his fame has reached the Fatimi Caliph, Al-Hakim bi Amir Allah. So he decided to have recourse to him.